an amazing year for me, hopefully.
Is it tough being that young in the NFL? I mean, you were probably one of the youngest guys in the league, weren't you?
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't tough. It was just a lot of things thrown at me. You know what I'm saying? Go from Texas to, you know what I'm saying, a little picture book, then come to a dictionary. That's a big difference. So this year, I'm slowing everything down, taking notes, film room, hitting the film room a little bit more, weight room. So, man, it's going to be an awesome year for me.
Are you glad you came out when you did, as you look back?
Yeah, because if I wouldn't, I would have came out this year, then this year probably would have been a learning experience, you know what I mean? So I got that behind me now. I'm trying to go for it.
Do you set a goal to be a starter?
Not necessarily. I just want to win. Last year we went 6-10, and I just want to get our record better than 6-10. I just want to help the team win. That's all I want.
I know you're big on the Twitter. How did you get into that? And is there any competition between you and Nick?
The Twitter thing. Nick put me on it, matter of fact. And I got on there. First, I started off with a little charity event. And I was going to let the fans decide the charity events if they reached the 1,000 with my wife. So I was just trying to get stuff off the ground and get my name out there a little bit.
It's amazing how many people are on there. Oh,
man, it's crazy.
I'm telling you right now, this is the future right here.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing how many people on there. It's bigger than Twitter. It's bigger than MySpace and everything. So I'm loving it. You just got to be smart on it.
See, Michael, I don't think there's been a practice so far in the handful you've had where you haven't done something pretty special. You feel pretty good about how things are going so far?
Yeah, I feel pretty good. And more big plays I make, the more comfortable I get. So coming up preseason, I'm gonna be real comfortable sitting in a little recliner, sitting back. So it's gonna be pretty nice coming out doing big things.
It looks like maybe the tight ends will get a little bit more ball action this year. Is that a
point? Oh, yeah. It's what it's looking like right now at the beginning of training camp. You should ask me that question at the end, so and we'll know from there.
But with the way that you and Aaron seem to be developing a little bit of a chemistry,
yeah,
certainly looks like it would be a good option, right?
Yeah, Aaron is a great quarterback. He knows how to place the ball and do all the great things. Hopefully I can get a nice little chemistry with him and get things going.
What kind of feedback you get from the coaches so far about your camp?
It's really, you know what I'm saying, they don't come out and tell me. They just put more plays in the playbook for me. So, and that's, and this NFL, they don't tell you how good you're doing and pats on the back and things like that. They give you more opportunity to make plays.
Can you assess where you're at as a blocker?
You want to grade on it or what?
What would you grade yourself if you had?
Right now, I grade myself as a A-. You know what I'm saying? I can do a little bit better in blocking area. But day by day, going against Aaron Kempman, it's going to get you right. I promise you that. So I can't wait to get out tomorrow, get to working, and just get things on. I'm excited, man, big time. I saw the field wide open. I had a Hawk on me. So in my mind, you know what I'm saying, if I'm matched on a linebacker, I'm guaranteed to beat him and go deep. A-Rod, you know what I'm saying, he didn't throw it that far out. I was going to decide to go back, but I didn't want to hurt my player and try to jump over and do nothing crazy. So I just waited till the tip. I saw it coming off his fingertip, so I adjusted like that. Yeah, it was a corner route in the back of the end zone, and Woodson made a great play on it. It wasn't incomplete, I promise you. It hit my hand and slipped in between my thighs, and I gripped it. Then Woodson was trying to beat it out, but he was hitting the ground instead. So Woodson is a great player. So going against a player like him every day is awesome. Yeah, touchdown for sure. But. Come game time, I'm going to build me a little 20-foot, you know what I'm saying, house back there and live there for a little while.